As a Christian, why do you follow God's ways? What is the underlying reason for choosing God's methods instead of your own? These questions challenge us to deeply evaluate our actions and motives. Take a moment to consider your answer. Press pause to give yourself some time. Now, let's reflect upon a couple common responses to these questions. The most frequent reply I have heard is thankfulness. People are so overcome with gratitude by all our God and Savior has done to rescue us. Therefore, they are willing to follow His ways. This reminds me of movies where one character saves another's life. Then the person who was saved stays by the side of the hero to serve him or her for the rest of their days. They no longer see their life as their own. This is exactly what 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20 says. You are not your own. You were bought at a price. This answer certainly holds truth. It is a reason, no doubt. But I am going to challenge us to dig deeper into something even more fundamental. Another reason can be summed up in one word: fear. Now, this may not seem too positive, but all of us can relate in one shape or another. It's the recognition of one of two realities. The first is a fear of consequences. It's a realization that God's ways are better than our ways. He is wise and His ways will end better for us. Whereas our choices, although satisfying for the short term, would result in more pain and heartache. The second reality is a fear of discipline. As a kid, was there ever a time where you chose not to do something because you knew you'd get in a heap of trouble? Well, it's true in our spiritual lives as well. Fear is also a truthful answer backed by Scripture, but let's look deeper into the soul. I have come to learn that God shows us much about the spiritual world by the physical world. He created the physical, the known, the visible, to teach us about the unknown, invisible spiritual dimension. I'd like to share an example that you have probably experienced in your life as well. Last year, I was hanging out with a friend in their garage. It was just her and I and her young son. Her husband likes to work on cars in his spare time, and his tools were all around. As the two of us were talking, I was watching the boy play. What was he doing? I'm so glad I took pictures so I could share them with you today. Look, he's working on his vehicles, just like Daddy. Now, ask that little boy why he's acting like Daddy. What would he reply? Is it because he's thankful? No. Is he afraid of consequences or discipline? No. What is the basic underlying reason the boy imitates his father? It's all about who he is. He is his father's child. His daddy loves him, and therefore he loves his daddy. He does what his daddy does. There will be time in that little boy's life when he will choose to obey his father because he is thankful or fearful. However, even that is ultimately based on who he is and his father's love for him. Who are you? You are a dearly loved child of the Almighty Creator God. You are a new creation. Your actions are based on and come forth from who you believe you are. Do you believe who you are? I challenge you to focus on and instill in your mind who you are throughout the week. I've included online some links to scriptures that describe what it means to be a child of God and a new creation. Try reflecting on one verse each day to support you in your effort. Ephesians 4:32-5:2 says, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God."